Hello, everyone. This is the Montessori Mother Podcast. I'm Caitlin from Montessori Mother Early Learning Center in Berlin, Germany. It's been a while since our last podcast, so I just wanted to get back to the start with you and discuss the Montessori approach from birth to 6 months old, including the materials we use, the way we prepare the environment, and the role the adult is playing in the Montessori environment from 0 to 6 months. I want to start by saying that small babies have an astounding capacity for learning, and it's stronger than it will ever be again. It is utterly inaccurate that all young babies can do is eat and sleep and wet diapers. Everything that they experience is making a permanent impression in their brains. That's why this is the most important, most formative time in a person's life after birth. It's also important to remember that during these early months, everything that the child feels, smells, or sees is a completely new experience and a new sensation. So they need time to process and make connections. So that we don't overstimulate them during this period, their space is generally quiet and peaceful to support concentration without overwhelming them with too much information. And their space is also very orderly so that they can form points of reference around them. Points of reference are what helps babies to feel secure, because this is how they are able to understand what is going to happen to them where. It also gives them comfort and it allows them to concentrate and absorb new information faster. So imagine if a baby did not feel secure in their environment, for example, or if his basic needs were not being met, all his energy would be used on survival rather than on learning about the world and about himself. So babies learn best when they have eaten, they have slept, and they feel that they're in a safe place. To create this safe place, in Montessori, we establish zones by making sure to eat, sleep, play, bathe, dress, etc., in the same places and generally in the same order each day. You can establish points of reference in each zone of the child's room, or if there's no separate room for the baby, the zones can be put in different parts of the home, and you can reserve one area in your flat which is prepared specifically for them. For example, the physical care area, the changing table, it would be in the bathroom, the movement area in the living room, the feeding area in any quiet, pleasant place in the house, and the sleeping or rest area would be in a place where the child can go in and out by themselves when they start crawling. This order is highly beneficial for baby and it allows them to form points of reference in their new home. The materials that we use during this period are specifically designed for baby's natural stages of growth. In addition to points of reference, the most important characteristics of the child's Montessori environment at this age are safety and freedom of movement. Safety is the first step in preparing the child's environment. Even while baby is not crawling yet, it's important to close outlets, make sure there's nothing breakable near the baby's movement area, and so on, because you want to feel fully confident that they are going to be safe in their space and that you will be able to trust them and allow them to move freely. I've talked about creating a yes space at home for toddlers before, and we should also create a yes space for babies so it's ready for them whenever they start to move. And the third most important element of baby's Montessori environment is freedom of movement. Movement and physical activity is an essential factor for intellectual growth. This is baby's time to move freely every day. It's in a place where their view of the space is not obstructed by any barriers or walls. Their movement is not going to be hindered by blankets or clothing that's too baggy or too loose. And they will lay on their movement mat and have their own experiences using all their senses, making their own discoveries. You might also add a low mirror to their play area so that they can see more of the space around them and get visual feedback from their own movements. During this time, you would patiently observe them without intervening, or perhaps you can set up their movement mat in a place where you also need to work, and then you would have time to get things done while your baby learns. In their Montessori movement area, we offer a simple shelf with just 3 to 6 individual toys. These are simple, they're usually made from natural materials, and they are just the right size for being manipulated by small hands. In this beautiful, consistent learning environment you created, you can introduce them to sensorially rich experiences that expand their knowledge and support their physical and cognitive development. The materials that we use during this period are specifically designed for babies' natural stages of growth, taking into consideration also their physical ability to interact with the world around them. For example, the very first material we use from day one is the Munari Mobile. It has high contrasted colors so that the newborn is able to see it. It also has geometric elements that are designed with specific proportions that really ignite the child's inherent mathematical sense. It moves naturally with the air in the room so that it's slow enough for the child's eyes to follow, and this gradually improves their ability to shift focus between distances. It's also hung about 30 centimeters above the child so that they will be able to focus on it. And this is just one mobile to be used for the first 6 weeks of life. All the Montessori materials have been designed with this much care and research. In the movement area, a newborn's work cycle might be 10 to 20 minutes long, while a 6-month-old baby could have a 45-minute to 1-hour work cycle. This means that they are concentrated on materials that they chose themselves. When they're finished with their work, they will let you know by looking away or calling to you or leaving the area. Babies are actually great communicators because they use their movements, eye contact, their facial expressions, and different sounds and cries to convey their needs and their feelings. And they learn to communicate better depending on the kind of responses that they get. This is also related to the way that they learn languages when they start babbling, by trying out new sounds and getting feedback, and the sounds that they don't hear said back to them are not used anymore. Babies are constantly making these connections, like, when I feel this way, I do this, and my parent understands. We can try to be always mindful of the way we respond to the child's cries, their smiles, movements, even their looks and their vocalizations, so that we don't miss these opportunities for communication. There is actually another very common misconception that babies cry spontaneously and for no reason. This is inaccurate. Crying is communication, and there's a reason behind it. It could be that they are bored or uncomfortable. Perhaps they're confused or hungry or tired or just lonely. But there is always a reason. Babies are trying to communicate with us constantly, so we can do our best to respond to their message in a way that makes sense. I do want to keep this podcast positive, but I will say that just offering a pacifier or dummy when a baby cries doesn't solve their reason for crying, even if they do become quiet. So I'm not anti-pacifier, I'm just anti-misinterpretation of babies' attempts to communicate. I would like to step back and mention that before all of us are born, we have a very similar environment in the womb. Then when a baby is born, they can adapt to any place in the world, in any condition, in any era. Humans have this incredible ability to adapt to any characteristic of the world, and this potential is strongest at birth and in the first months of life. Maria Montessori said that when a child is born, he becomes a person of his own time and place. babies are able to absorb large amounts of information that becomes part of them forever. They can concentrate on exploring specific characteristics of their environment, and gradually they become part of the social and spiritual culture that they were born into. Our responsibility as the adult in this baby's life is to accept them completely for who they are and to enrich their lives. We support the child's physical and psychological development by preparing their environment and by interacting with them respectfully. This way they can acquire knowledge and have a positive, caring attitude towards the world. We do all of this by making their environment safe, by providing order, routine, and points of reference. We are loving, accepting, and responsive to their needs. We provide sensorially rich experiences and tools for learning. We give them space for freedom of movement, and we introduce them to culture, music, family, nature, and languages. We adapt ourselves to their rhythm of life. This is what Montessori means from the start. Thank you for listening, everyone. This has been Caitlin from Montessori Mother Early Learning Center.